If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we get to it on this June 17th with guests coming up today. Tyler Cannon is going to be on from Cannon Motors in Mississippi. He'll talk with us in the next segment briefly. We'll get into some football things after that with Chuck and Yancey. We've got text messages. Looks like already three of you have made your way into 426-1093. The rest of you start doing that now. We'll get your thoughts and the text message land again at 426-1093. An injury outlook. Then we're going to talk basketball with assistant coach Wes Flanagan. We'll have some recruiting news, SEC and Ole Miss news, the good, bad, and ugly. All of that, Chuck, Yancey, that's what we have today. That sound okay?
Man, it sounds great. Before we get started on the show, I'd like to send my condolences to Elliot Christian. Everybody in Oxford knew him. He was the manager over there at Library. Just a tragic passing last week. And, you know, prayers go out to his family, Ashley Christian, his daughter. And I met his wife and then his two daughters as well. So I just wanted to get that said. Chucky.
34 years old, what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. And fit, too.
That's sad.
Really, really, really good guy. Great
two
family.
Kids.
Just a sad deal, but that's the way it goes in life sometimes. Chucky, you know, before we get to the Ole Miss, and Gary, what about that U.S. Open?
It's going to be in the Ole Miss news, but from an Ole Miss perspective, but I was just joking. Even Richard Cross, as we were, you know, moving into studio and he's moving out, you know, 497 consecutive, right, putts inside 4 feet. Rory?
Now, in his defense, that putt on 18 was nasty.
It was.
And I've heard everybody say it's only 2 feet and 9 inches or whatever it was, 17, whatever the inches were.
I missed one of those in the seventh grade.
Yeah, no. Chucky, you would make one out of 100 if it was to win the U.S. Open down the hill slider like that.
I would have jarred that thing.
But the one on 16 or 15, I can't remember what hole it was there. That was, you know, the herky-jerky worry that, you know, we've seen the last 10 years and why he doesn't win majors. Everybody's shocked about those putts he's missed. But, I mean, I know under 3 feet he made, what, 497 or something consecutive. But he's just been a bad putter the last 10 years, and it just bit him in the end. But that was not easy. But as bad as that was, you know, Bryson being able to make that shot, anybody that plays golf, that 50-yard shot, and then the pin is sitting right at the top of the green and literally 3 feet past it, it goes straight down into a bunker. And then you got to up and down it even to get a playoff. I mean, that was one of the best shots I've seen in U.S. Open besides Tiger. I believe it was on 17 and 08 when he went into – he made the putt on 18, but to go over those trees there that he did there was unbelievable. But, yeah, it was right up there with the greatest shots. And then, obviously, Jack's 2-iron, or was it a 1-iron? I can't remember. Maybe it's the 1-iron at the Pebble, I believe it was, 200 and
– 1-iron.
1-iron and hit the pin on one hop. It was just hell of a tournament.
What Lee Trevino said about a 1-iron. If you're ever in a lightning storm, hold it up in the air because even God can't hit a 1-iron.
I will say this. For a guy that won a U.S. Open, he missed more fairways than – I mean, he made it hard on himself.
He got lucky, too, because not a single one of those wayward drives ended up in the clump of that grass. He always had a shot.
Yep.
And that is just pure luck. I mean, but you have to have luck to win a U.S. Open.
But on top of that, though, you got to remember his driver broke 16 minutes before tee off. He was on the
– No, it didn't break. He said it got flat.
And he had to change it out.
If he had to do it over again, he wouldn't have changed it out.
Can you not change it out again during the rain? I don't know if you can or not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess not.
First South Farm Credit will tell you about them. Over 100 years of experience supporting communities and agriculture. They'll help you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. We also talk about Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham operating 9 of them in Mississippi and Tennessee, and brings this from Yancey.
Yeah, first thought of the day. I believe the hiring of Cleveland Guardians minor league pitcher coordinator Joel Mangrum was a grand slam hire by Mike Bianco. The Mississippi native has turned Cleveland into one of the premier pitching organizations in the MLB. Let's see if he can work his magic in Oxford. Thought number two, Ole Miss baseball signees center fielders Slade Caldwell and Kaden Lopez and right-handed pitcher Kate Townsend are all participating in the 24-ML draft combine in Phoenix. But Ole Miss shortstop signee Owen Payne out of New Jersey is not. This could be a sign of things to come that he's going to indeed be on campus. Thought number four, the Rebels are still in the market for a catcher two in the portal. They missed on Wofford catcher Daniel Jackson to Georgia. They didn't sign a high school catcher in this class. Getting at least one impact catcher in this portal is a must for the 25 season. Thought number four, inside the basketball IPF, I'm hearing point guard Sean Padula looks even better than advertised. I'm hearing the words like true point guard, big time shooter, and makes everyone on the floor better. I'm also hearing, don't be surprised if you hear the words all SEC by season's end.
The show continues next with Tyler Cannon on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board-certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
We do have those text messages coming in at 426-1093. Send us more. We'll get to those in the next segment of things. But now Tyler Cannon with Cannon Motors of Mississippi, our presenting sponsor, is on with us. Tyler, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, man. How about you?
We think we're okay. You got the three of us in here with Yancey and Chuck, and together that makes one brain to talk with you. And so we'll actually turn it over to Yancey for a little bit.
Tyler, okay. Tell us what's going on over there at Cannon Motors of Mississippi.
You know, it's crazy. We go from one extreme to the other. We've gone from, really not having a huge selection to now having over 1,000 new vehicles in stock and 1,000 used vehicles in stock. So it's been really crazy to try to adjust and most importantly make sure that we have the correct stuff on the lot for everybody to look at.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten a first taste of that trying to sell my vehicle right now. I've noticed that the COVID prices have kind of gone down on the used car market there, but kind of inform the audience out there what brands you carry here in Oxford and some of the surrounding towns.
Yeah. So it is kind of funny. The as far as the used car market, the prices have dropped. But with the new brands, they've put on special financing, which wasn't there before, and some additional discounts, which, you know, has obviously helped make that a lot easier. But we have Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Oxford, along with Nissan. We have most of the American brands, Honda, Toyota, and Nissan. So try to direct everybody to our website. It makes it easier on everybody, CannonMotorCompany.com. But one of the main things I wanted to discuss is when you go on there or you go through our lot in Oxford and you live in Oxford, we have multiple Chevrolet locations. If the vehicle is not on the lot that you are particularly interested in, go to our website or call us. We can go out and find you any used vehicle, any new vehicle you want. But we try to keep a good array of stuff in stock at CannonMotorCompany.com to make it easy. I think me and Chuck have talked before about when he is wanting something in particular, I'll send him the website and he'll look on there. And if something catches his eye, and we've gone out and found whatever he wanted.
Yeah, you got my last truck down in Laurel, I think.
That's correct. Yeah, you were looking for it, and I didn't know we had one, and actually went down to Laurel and took you a picture of it. So,
and man, I love it.
We don't have it at one of our locations. We can go out and get any color, any make, any model, new or used. So if there's a used vehicle you're looking for, a high-end vehicle, you know, a cheaper vehicle, a compact vehicle, whatever the case may be, we obviously can get that.
Tyler, I'm going to wait till y'all get 2,000 cars in stock before.
They might get really cheap then, aren't you?
Tyler, I know you grew up in a big-time Ole Miss family, Michael Joe. We all know him personally and what the Rebels mean to him. Just talk about what Ole Miss means to you and your excitement for this football season.
Yeah, you know, I graduated – from Ole Miss, you know, back in 2014, which was a long time ago, but you know, it is important, and to us, it's even more important for the community of Oxford and what it brings, and you know, the people it brings, and the relationships we built from selling cars to people that aren't from there, or people that just come in town for a football game. Unfortunately, the car may break down; they don't know anybody. They come see us, and you know, we make sure and take care of them. So Oxford is a very, very special place to us, and means a lot to us. And I know for all of us, when they're winning, which I think we all think is going to happen this year, it makes everything a lot easier.
Tyler, was your experience at Ole Miss like Yancey's, the best 7 years of your life?
I didn't make it quite seven, Joe, but I was real close. I wanted to stay seven. It wasn't my decision at that point.
Michael Joey had paid for seven. He only paid for six.
No. He was after about four and a half, he said, "You stay as long as you want, but not on my dime."
There you go. Hey, buddy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tyler.
Congratulations with the growth of Cannon Motors.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye. Tyler Cannon with us, Cannon Motors of Mississippi.
It was 7 years for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was five long ones.
Five long ones?
Every summer, everything. It actually, if you count it all up, it probably was like seven.
That's all right. You changed majors several times.
Oh, I did that.
From basket weaving to scuba diving.
No, I changed from the hard ones like business and then went into the easier ones like
political
science. Yeah, there you go.
It's a lot like I tell people if they run races, it's not how fast you get there, just finish the race,
yeah,
Yancey.
Yeah.
And it took you a little time, but you finished.
Yeah, good boy. And on the cars, just all subject, they are dropping big time for used cars. I mean, I was kind of shocked because you were getting these prices before.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, it's a good time to give them a call, or anybody a call, really. But
1,000 new cars.
Yeah. Ooh. But that's good. We need you got to start filling those lots back up. And Michael Joe, what he's meant, you know, for the state of Mississippi, Ole Miss, Oxford, everything.
23 so dealerships now.
I know.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
Happy for them.
Incredible. Chucky, before we go to break, you know, tell us any football happenings right now. What's the latest what's the latest rumors or news? You're hearing anything in the last week? Any injuries?
They just
reported, right?
Yeah.
Still waiting on Deion Smith?
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to be here second semester summer school, but he was, you know, I think everybody jumped the gun a little bit on taking his word off of Twitter that he was done. It was all, you know, and I think the young man actually thought he was done, but it hadn't been official yet. But I'm still very confident he's going to make it here. And you know, they're recruiting. They've had three straight recruiting weekends, big ones,
huge,
and gotten some commitments. I mean, it never stops now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't say enough about Randall Joyner, what he's doing. If I look at next year's roster, when I look what the strength's going to be, is that D-line, right? So all these other positions have really loaded up on portals. And we saw, you know, the Ole Miss defensive line with Joyner, he got two big ones there. Obviously, you know, the defensive end and defensive tackle. But you look at next year, the way it's set up for the next 4 years, they get Mississippi's top defensive lineman committed today. And, you know, and Maddox down in Oak Grove, Mississippi, he's rumored to be enrolling here in Oxford.
I think he's going to.
He's not going to.
I heard he's going to stay in Hattiesburg.
Well, you know, regardless, I mean, I think that's every year. I think he's been here. He signed the top defensive lineman out of the state of Mississippi, and Xavier Harris, you know, a few years back. And then obviously last year they signed the top five defensive lineman in Mississippi. And then, you know, this year they get him again. I mean, this guy's a recruiting machine, Chucky. He reminds me of that young Derek Nix.
I think Pete Golden's got something to do with that as well.
Sure.
And you know, anytime you look at somebody that has worked under Nick Saban, they recruit. Cox, the tight end coach, Golden. I mean, man, they just.
But on that defensive side, you got Brown in there, you know, mm-hmm. returned to Ole Miss along with Pete Golding and Joyner. I mean, mm-hmm. that's as strong as a defensive staff recruiting-wise that I've seen at Ole Miss. I'm trying to remember during the Freeze era, Kiffin was a recruiting machine, talking about Chris, and I can't remember who the linebacker and DB coaches were. But I don't think they've seen anything like that at Ole Miss. And Lane really – you know, he's trying to lean on that defense recruiting wise. You know, he always tries to get a stacked defensive line where it starts, and so he's just not offensive minded, right? He knows where the bread and butter still is.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, as I say almost every week, they've been given the resources by the Grove Collective to go out and get top quality transfer portal people, and you know, congratulations to the Ole Miss fan base for providing that type of resources, financial aid.
Here, here.
We have your text messages coming up next and more, but I need to tell you about the Farese Group, our partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise to help retirees invest and distribute their savings. The Farese Group continues to provide clients with unparalleled levels of service and deliver results. They have locations in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call. It is 1-877-327-3735. Let's do some text messages next.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Kemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time for some text messages. Ken and Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. You're looking for something in the real estate world? Try them out. Ken and Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. So we're going to go as a couple of different things, guys, in this text message world. The first, Chuck, is football. We've heard about defense. We've heard about offense. But someone listening here in June wants to know about special teams. You got any special teams help for them?
Yeah, I mean, same kicker and same punter, Caden Davis. And
kickoff guy.
Fazer Messin and kickoff guy, Caden Davis. A new snapper, but he looked good in spring, so and that's an important part. And Charlie Pollock, the backup punter, is going to do most of the holding for Caden. So I think we'll be fine there. I don't know a thing. They didn't do any return game stuff, but you got to think that Jordan Watkins will still field punts like he did last year. And I don't know. I doubt they're going to put Bentley back returning kickoffs since he's going to be probably 1A or 1B on the running back. So I don't know who that's going to be yet.
Chucky, did they bring anybody in that punter walk-ons wide to give some competition?
They hadn't yet.
Mason?
I didn't see any. Let me put it this way. I didn't see any in spring.
Yeah. I know he got better last year, but I still would like to see some serious competition out there to see who the best man is. Just my opinion.
Yeah, I get it.
Next question is coming from the softball perspective. Coach Traxel's hired a new assistant coach. The question is, will he be the pitching coach? And I don't know that we know that answer.
I don't know that
at all. But
I know
he was
sure
really successful at Mizzou.
Seven seasons in a row in the top 10, multiple World Series, multiple conference championships. I mean, this, you know, again, Ole Miss picks up a really, really talented coach that, you know, maybe had some issues, you know, kind of like with Lane, so to speak, and obviously with there with Beard, but you know, that, look, it's worked so far, and this guy's, I mean, he's a big time winner. He's won everywhere he's been.
And one wants us to ask Coach Flanagan when we get on about the new front court players, and compare them to, like, I guess South Carolina is what the question is. Because they had 6'8", 6'9" guys that could step out, they could score, they could also rebound, because they had some thick 6'8", 6'9" guys at South Carolina, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, we'll get to that with Coach Flanagan. But what are you guys hearing about the two, or the front court players at least, that are coming in?
I'm not hearing much yet because, I mean, I think most of them are here, aren't they?
Yeah, they're here. I've kind of had an opportunity to talk to some people inside of the IPF today, and Malik Dia is a really, really good ball player. He came out of Belmont. He's 6'9", 250. As advertised, he can get back and stick it, you know, from three-point land and really spread the court. And positionless lineup is what I heard consistently from the messages that I heard inside the basketball IPF, and he's definitely one. Mikel Brown-Jones, another, you know, thick guy, 6'8". He's listed 225, a little bit thicker than that. A guy that can, you know, play the 3-4-5, I hear. So, yes, the Seton Hall transfer that came in, Dre Davis, you know, he was really listed at 6'6", and we'll talk about, I mean, at 6'4". He's really 6'6", 215, big three guard. And we'll talk to Coach Flanagan about him, but he's really showed out during the preseason right now. I'm not sure if they're in the team drills or individual drills, but the coaches have gotten a good look at them, and I'm excited to hear what Coach Flanagan says about all those guys.
And quickly, before we do the injuries, this is a good question. Of the 24 that – because we have seen the release today from Ole Miss, the 24 players are in with, you know, kickoff less than 3 months away, added to the summer program here in June. Are those guys here to stay, or can they leave before kickoff? That's a really good question.
Yeah.
In today's NIL world, right? Because, you know, the release came out today that there were 21 new additions to the roster, and they put those names out with the transfers and whatnot. Can they leave before kickoff?
If they do leave, it's my understanding they can't go to an SEC school.
That is true. And they have to be released by Ole Miss, which is pretty much academic, because if you get a reputation for not releasing it, then when it's your turn to get a player. So, yes, like Chucky said, they would have to sit out at least a year. I can't remember. Yeah, I think 1 year if they go to the SEC program, and then they would have to be released to go to school outside of the SEC.
But you can go to olemissports.com and look at the list of the ones, whether they're the high school, the JUCO, or the transfers that have made their way in. All right, injuries, Oxford Orthopedics, oxfordortho.com. We have any?
No, I hate to even put this out here because I don't have a great source on it, but I'm hearing some whispering that they're not real happy about the rehab right now of Princely Umanamelin, the defensive end from Florida, who had his labrum done. And again, I'm very cautious to, you know, put much weight to that, but I'm just saying he's got a long road to go, and I do know that.
Chucky, I've heard that Logan Diggs might be a little ahead of schedule in his rehab right now, and it's looking even better than anticipated. Still around that November time frame. Have you heard anything with that?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Then I also heard on the baseball side of things, you know, I'm a baseball junkie, that just from things I'm hearing around Tupelo's, Hunter Elliott is throwing really, really good right now. That could be bad for Ole Miss because he's going to have a chance to throw in front of the scouts. As we all know, the draft's coming up, but he's looking really good right now.
OxfordOrtho.com, Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with a Rebel Injury Report. We will get into basketball with assistant coach Wes Flanagan. He'll come on with us next. We've got the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment brought to you by the Grove Collective, some SEC and Ole Miss news, the good, bad, and ugly still to go.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today. You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody! Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, we thank you guys for being with us here on another Monday night, the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary here, along with Chuck and Yancey, and Ole Miss assistant basketball coach Wes Flanagan. How you doing, sir?
Doing good.
Hey, Wes, before we get into anything about Ole Miss current roster, what's your son doing? What's Allen doing? What's his plan moving forward? I know basketball's in it.
Yeah, well, he's getting a few frequent flyer miles right now, man. He's been to Timbuktu and back. He's got maybe four, maybe five workouts planned this week before the draft. And, you know, he's just trying to put his best foot forward and, you know, see what happens, man, from that point moving forward. You know, he'll have a chance to, you know, hopefully, you know, do some things. And I think, you know, being here with Coach Beard and his staff and this program has prepared him for the moment that he's in right now.
I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but how optimistic are you?
I'm his father, man, so I'm a little biased. You know, I watched him for 5 years now in the SEC, and there's been a lot of guys that's been drafted ahead of him. I think for him, man, he's just looking for an opportunity, man. It's going to give him a chance to kind of, you know, do some of the things that he does. If there's a team out there to understand who he is and can use him and use his strengths, you know, that's where I like to see him be, you know, whether that's, you know, overseas or, you know, G League or NBA. But I definitely think he has NBA potential, and he's a guy that can play in that league. But a lot of times it's just about being in the right place at the right time. And, you know, right now as a family, we just got our fingers crossed for him.
There you go. Well, good luck with that. Coach, I'm going to turn most of this over to Yancey, but I got to know what kind of – I'm an inside rebound guy. what kind of help do you expect John Bowl to give us early on? Does he need to fill out some, or you think he's an immediate helper?
I think we got a lot of guys that can help us immediately. John Bowl is one of those guys. Obviously, he's a freshman, man. He's trying to make the transition, man. But he plays extremely hard. He has a great spirit about himself. He's got really quick feet, and he's a guy that plays really hard, and he's long. And so that gives him an opportunity, man, to go get some rebounds that other people can't. But we like John a lot. It was a big reason why we, you know, added him to our roster. He brings some personality. I think in time he's going to be an elite defender. And he's a guy that likes to work, and he loves the game. So we're excited about him, but we're excited about a lot of guys on our roster. And we're chomping at the bits, man, to get back going and maybe make up for some things, man, that we lacked in February this past season with this last team, and continue to push this program forward.
What are you able to do right now, Coach?
What is he able to do?
No, what are you able to do as a staff? Can you work with them a couple hours a week or something?
Yeah, we can. You know, it's gotten now where pretty much we're year-round with those guys, kind of hands-on. You know, back in the day, 20, 30 years ago when I played, you know, the staff was kind of hands-off in the offseason. But it's different now. Obviously, we got, you know, we don't have unlimited hours. But, you know, we got a great GA staff that's in there with our guys a lot of times, too, you know, getting up shots. And, you know, I think the big thing right now, man, is us getting them in great shape, you know, trying to give them, you know, some of our terminology on the offensive and defensive end. But trying to bring this group together because we got so many new faces to our roster. But we got a good group of, you know, returners that's coming back that starts with, you know, Matt and Brake and Juju. And those guys done a good job right now, you know, leading our newer guys. But we got some new guys that are stepping up to the plate as well, man. So we're excited.
TJ, is TJ coming back?
Yeah, TJ Caldwell is back as well as Rob.
Okay, good.
Coach, you spoke a little bit earlier about things you needed to address in the offseason. What areas did you feel like you needed to address with the roster construction, and do you feel like so far you've hit on those goals?
Yeah, well, I think going into the offseason, man, we felt like we needed to be a little bit more versatile along our front line. If you watched us last year, you know, we went from, you know, Jamarion Sharp and Musa Cisse. And from there, it kind of dropped down to, you know, Brakefield and Al. And we got really, really small. And so we wanted to try to get a little bit more of a mixture of guys in that 6'5 to, you know, 6'9 range. And so we brought in more guys like that could bring some more physicality and some more athleticism and size, you know, to our table. You know, we won't have, you know, the 7'5 guy. Well, at least we got John Bowl, but. We do have a lot of guys in that in-between range that can move around and play a lot of different positions. You know, that starts with Dre Davis, the kid from Seton Hall, and then you can go to Malik Diaw, the kid from Belmont, and then Mikael Brown, is another kid from Greensboro that, that brings size, but also bring a level of skill to the basketball game as well.
With all the like size and athleticism, then will there be less maybe switching defensively? And you can just kind of, you know, each guy can keep guarding whatever spot comes his way.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll make those adjustments as we get to know these guys a little bit better. Our team and our defense has always been built on a lot of switching, you know, so I think we'll still do a lot of that. But I think there were some scenarios last year where our defense was compromised because we did switch at times, you know, especially with a guy like Juju Murray, you know, getting in there on some big guys a lot of times. And so we watched that. We watched it on film. You know, we're going to try to make some adjustments in that term. But I think overall we got a deeper team. I think we got a little bit more of a physical team. And then we got a few more guys that I think can stretch the floor and knock down that three ball, which is going to make us a very, very hard guard on the offensive end.
Coach, if there was one dog on the floor that stood out to me last season, it was your son, Al. You know, do you see that dog personality in any of the players you're bringing in to maybe fill those shoes?
Yeah, like I said, it's still a little early. You know, we're probably in our second, maybe our third week of training. You know, we'll go as a team, you know, two, maybe three times a week. The other stuff is kind of individual improvement type stuff. But I think there's a couple of candidates that'll be willing to fill his shoes. You know, they may not be as athletic as Allen. I thought Al was, you know, one of the better athletes in our league last season, but definitely got some guys that bring some toughness, bring some physicality, and also bring some versatility that he brought to the game as well.
Coach, this season coming up, you return your point guard, but you bring in who I'm hearing is kind of caught everybody's eyes, Sean Padula there from Virginia Tech. What have you seen him so far that makes him so special?
Just IQ. He's a tough kid, but he's also a guy that's very, very savvy, very, very smart. He's an experienced guy that's been in the ACC for, you know, a number of years now, been a third-team all-league type of guy. So we're lucky to have him. We felt like last season, you know, for the most part, down the stretch, we only had one ball handler, and that was Juju. And so we wanted to get a little bit more depth there with a guy that can make some decisions and make other guys better, along with Juju. And so we went out and got Sean, got lucky enough to get him to, you know, buy in and want to be a part of our program. And so I'm excited for him. I'm excited for Juju because Juju can also play off the ball some and score the ball for us. And so I think there in our backcourt, we got better this offseason. And for me, you know, when you're trying to win championships, it starts with your backcourt play. And I think we're better in that spot.
Wes, in Coach Beard and y'all's system, with these transfer guys now coming in and having to learn pretty quickly, do you have to, I don't want to say dumb things down, but do you have to limit things until they get more into a groove of what y'all want?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when you talk about Coach Beard, I think one thing that makes him special is, you know, he teaches guys how to play the game of basketball. And I wouldn't say he dummies it down, but, you know, basketball is a simple game. You know, there's only a few, you know, when you see individual workouts now, there's only, you know, a certain amount of, you know, ball handling drills you can do. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to pound the ball to the floor. And so he's really good at simplifying things. He's always been. He's been really good always as a communicator. And he'll get his message across, but he'll also put our guys in scenarios and situations where they can use their talents within our motion offense. But I think the biggest thing for us this year is not going to be about our offense. I think for us it's going to be, you know, establishing, you know, the defensive end, you know, being a little tougher, finishing out more possessions with a defensive rebound. And if we can do that, you know, I really do believe that we'll score points as we did last year.
Wes, were there anything that y'all wanted to do last year that personnel-wise you couldn't do that you think you filled that gap with these new guys?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Jermaine Sharp and Musa, they did a great job for us last year, but especially on the defensive end. But a lot of times on offense, their guy, you know, played off and kind of clogged the paint up for us. And so, you know, when we look out there this year, you know, a lot of times our offensive end, you know, we'll have five guys that can make the three ball. You know, and with us inside of our motion, if we got five guys that can spread the floor and make the three ball, that's going to open up that lane, you know, to get a few more drives and be able to get the foul line a little bit more and put a little bit more pressure on the other team's defense. And I think that's where we'll get better offensively.
Sounds good.
Coach, I heard a lot of the goal was kind of have like a positionless team lineup. Is that what you mean by the one through the five can hit the tray?
Yep. I think that's where the game of basketball is going, but I think this is the way that Coach Beard has kind of played, you know, for the most part his whole career. And we got a little bit more of a team that exemplifies that this year on the offensive end.
Coach, real quick, too, are there any slots still open, or is there a possibility you add anybody from here to the season?
You know, there's always a possibility, but as it is right now,
we got
13 guys, man. We got 13 guys that's bought in at this particular point, that's working really hard, that's been great teammates and doing everything that we've asked them to do. And as long as they're doing that, man, we're going to be happy. We're going to coach them, man, and coach them up. And, you know, I'm excited about this group and them moving forward because we got some great guys in that locker room that we recruited.
Coach, man, thank you so much for your time. We sure appreciate it. We needed some insight on this new roster, and you certainly provided
no
it.
No doubt. Thank
we're
you,
looking
Coach.
Forward to the season.
Well, we're excited about it, man. Again, you know, this administration, man, has done a great job, man, of supporting us since we've been here. Our fan base has been great. And, you know, we don't want to disappoint. I thought last year toward the end, you know, it was a little bit of a disappointment. But, you know, we're going to move forward. We're not going to talk about last year too much. You know, we did win 20 games. It's hard as heck to win 20 games, man, especially in this league. You know, we're excited about Texas and Oklahoma coming into the SEC. And we're looking forward to the challenge. And we're trying to get prepared right now, man, to be able to get through that gauntlet of games. And at some point, man, in the end, you know, have a chance to compete for this championship. That's what we came here for.
Thanks again, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Howdy, Toddy.
I thought we'd spend the last couple of minutes, because we've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, with my Ole Miss and SEC news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. We've already talked about the U.S. Open with Rory and with Bryson winning the event. But I want to give a shout-out to Jackson Suber, Ole Miss golf alum, made his first cut of his PGA career, and it was the U.S. Open. He was actually on Monday the last guy in the tournament because John Rahm could not participate. He was just two over through the first 2 days. Now, Saturday, Sunday got a lot of people at the U.S. Open. But shout-out to Jackson, and hopefully that leads to big things in the future of his PGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, and I got curious the other day. Where's our boy Braden Thornberry?
He's playing in the Corn Ferry.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's doing very well.
No, he did. I think
he had an event a couple of weeks ago where he was in the top 10.
Yeah, he started coming out of his funk, because
Suber's still even number 44 in the Corn Ferry Tour himself. I think Thornberry's been back and forth, and hasn't had the results maybe that he's wanted for sure.
I walked 18 holes with Braden Thornberry after he won the NCAA tournament in the FedEx in Memphis.
Yes.
In fact, I got thrown off the course because I wasn't supposed to be inside the ropes, but I was taking pictures and I didn't know any better, or at least I acted like I didn't know any better. But I swear, that boy shot 65 that day, or 66, and I said, he's going to make it.
They can putt lights out.
The game of golf. The game of golf.
It's weird.
It's difficult. Hey, Les Miles is suing LSU, the National Football Foundation, and the NCAA for vacating 37 wins at LSU. It drops his winning percentage below 60%, which means he cannot be considered for the college football Hall of Fame.
I think all of this vacating wins, like they did with Ole Miss, is garbage. You know, I mean, it's just garbage.
Nobody cares about that.
Texas A&M.
We beat them. We just beat them.
That's right.
Yeah, I know, but still, put it back on the Bulls. It's just garbage.
We're not going to do that.
We'll have at least one SEC baseball team playing for a national title, and we'll update you on that and more next.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
I've got to remind you, two of our good friends at Gateway Tire, they've been serving us since 1929, 54 locations across six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. And the Grove Collective, the mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student-athletes, providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Yancey?
Yes, sir. Ole Miss picked up a huge commitment today from Andrew Mattis out of Oak Grove. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. 6'3", 270, rated the number one defensive lineman out of Mississippi, four-star player. And the Rebels are also sitting at number 15 in the National Football Team recruiting rankings. This weekend, they hosted another huge group of players, about 20 of them. We'll list some of the official visitors, four-star wide receiver Kobe Howard out of Florida. Visit over the weekend. Florida's been thought to be the leader, but Ole Miss has really been making up some ground. Kobe's a four-star wide receiver, ranked number 374 in the country. Four-star linebacker Miles Johnson out of Brewster, Alabama. Visit over the weekend. He's 6'1", 225. He committed to Nick Saban's staff, but has said, Gary, that he's not really feeling the love from the new staff. And everybody's on him right now, including Ole Miss, trying to flip him right now. And Ole Miss feels like they're getting real close to doing that. So keep your ears for four-star linebacker Miles Johnson. Number 32 rated cornerback Mark Minford at a Georgia visit over the weekend. Miami's made him a huge priority. His cousin played quarterback there for the Hurricanes a few years back, but Ole Miss seems to made a lot of ground, made up a lot of ground this weekend. And then three-star cornerback Major Preston out of IMG took a visit over the weekend. He's 6'2". Again, Chucky, all these corners they're bringing in, 6'2", 6'3", even 6'4". Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Missouri, Virginia Tech, and Florida and Colorado will receive the official visits or have visited. He announces on July 1st. And Virginia Tech is thought of to be the leader. That's kind of weird. And then a couple commitments came in over the weekend as well. Officially, Corey Adams, a defensive lineman out of Edna Carr. And then Ole Miss 6'4 cornerback Mason Dunn out of Tupelo came in as well. So I loved how Pete loves his length at corner.
Yeah, and it's not a Yancey Porter 6 feet either. It's a real 6'3". It's not 5'9", calling himself 6 feet.
Well, I always said I'm just under 6 feet.
Yeah, you sure are. Don't you say a word.
Just under. Vertically, you never define
vertically challenged.
You never define what that just under is. Under 6 feet.
I admit it. 5'5.5" on a good day. On a good day. Depends on the shoes that I'm wearing if I'm going to get to there. I've admitted that for a long time now.
I love it.
It is what it is. All right, good, bad, and ugly time. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing.
Yeah, I didn't repair anything. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'll finish it after you get done.
I didn't repair
prepare
anything formal tonight, but I just wanted to say I just think it's really past due and good that Mike Bianco hired a pitching coach. And from everything I can gather, the guy that he hired is Joel Mangrum is top notch, and hear Nick Hazy, who was our ace 3 or 4 years ago, talk about what he's done with him in his career just makes me that much more excited. And you know, we had some fans that you know, let's just say it like it is, they're anti Bianco, that didn't think he would hire a pitching coach and turn the pitching over to him. But he definitely is, and he told me he was, and he has, and he's turned it over, and it's over, and I'm loving it. The football is doing great recruiting. I love the addition of Andrew Maddox. As Yancey says, 6'3", 270, four-star. We're now up to 15th in the country. And let me urge everybody to be real patient with the baseball portal. They're taking it slow this time. They rushed into it last year and didn't get to – players that they needed to win and compete, because there's a lot of kids in the College World Series right now that are going to get in the portal. They got to figure out what's happening. They have to till July 13th to get in the portal, and then they have to figure out what's happening with the draft. That's the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So just be patient. They're working the phones. They're bringing in people. They've had several visitors. So it's going to happen. They're going to help themselves.
I think that's a good idea. They just kind of panicked last year after Cooper Pratt
went
pro on them, that nobody expected there at the last minute, and that really hurt them as well. So I think that's a good way
to
take.
And I've gotten good word that they have retained the players that they wanted to retain as far as renewing their NIL contracts and getting them signed up.
Speaking of NIL, are you still hearing it's going to be an increased package?
Yes, that they're going to be very competitive in the SEC with their NIL for baseball.
That's the most
just as they are with football and baseball.
Let me finish with
basketball.
Riverland Roofing inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered, home and business. They're certified GAF Master Elite contractors. They have warranties that last a lifetime. Call them at 662-644-4297 or visit the website, riverlandroofing.com.
World Series winner, Gary?
Oh, gosh.
Tennessee.
I don't think so. I think it's either going to be Kentucky or Texas A&M. I know they're playing right now, but I think one of those two are going to come away with it.
I do, too.
I think Tennessee's going to win it, and I hate every second of it.
I think I'm just saying that because of my heart, because I really don't want Tennessee
to win.
Isn't that everybody's opinion, right? Nobody
really
wants to see it.
I really don't want them to win.
I don't even think some Tennessee fans want to win.
All right. Thanks to Rhino back in Studio Central. You guys for being with us. Till next week.
Hotty toddy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.